brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 22nd day of March 2010. The behemoth government power grab known as Obamacare has passed the House. It is now a formality to leave the Senate and go to the president's desk sometime this week. We are going to open the phones up specifically for listeners to talk about points in the plan they like. I would imagine those folks haven't actually read the bill. They'll just regurgitate talking points that they heard the media, the control corporate media, and the Democrats spew. You're welcome to call in about what you like in it or what you don't like. What you think is most dangerous, not just about the bill, but the way it was passed and 38 states lining up to sue to try to block it. It is unbelievably unconstitutional, amazingly illegal. And we're going to be going over every stinking facet of it today. Folks need to stay angry and get truly educated on what's happening, because the establishment knows it's going to take a few years for any of this to be phased in. The taxes will hit right away. All the different taxes and fines and fees and the IRS grabbing your bank account or your paycheck or your tax return, $16,500 to $20,000. They're debating new IRS enforcers now running your life, involved in everything you do, setting the precedent to make you buy private insurance, and that's only the beginning. The sky is the limit here. But this is not socialism. Socialism's bad enough. This is highway robbery. That's why I've had more time to read over the final bill, 2,700 pages. I've just scanned it with keyword searches. And I have a correction to make, because the media have been lying, saying that it started becoming phased in 2013, 3 years from now, and then fully phased in 2015, 5 years from now. I'm sorry, much of the bill, the so-called benefits, don't hit for 7.5-plus years till 2018. And now they're saying, oh, well, you might not actually get free health care. This will just expand Medicare and Medicaid, but then cut the amount of services you get under it. So it raises taxes and cuts benefits. And that's why Howard Dean and Dennis Kucinich had been against it. They wanted real socialism. This is just like the banker bailout, where they say, oh, we need all these trillions of dollars to unfreeze the housing market. On October 3rd, 2008, on October 4th, they said, guess what? We're not spending it on that, and we're not going to tell you where we are spending it. And we have seen seamless political integration from Bush to Obama in the banking theft that's going on. So basically, this is just the government passing a health care bill to grab another large percentage of the economy on top of grabbing the auto industry, the greenhouse gas tax, home inspections, property controls that the Senate won't pass, so Obama's just implementing it by executive fiat. That's grabbing much of the economy. This is a controlled economy where they can selectively enforce on whoever they want. That's another discriminatory issue. A bunch of different large labor unions and other groups, they get to keep their so-called Cadillac health care, which just means that basically all medical procedures are covered and you don't have to pay a deductible. And so select groups, they're not going to be penalized, but the general public, it will, and small businesses will. And so small businesses, the biggest employer in this country, will just let employees go and keep a skeleton crew and then give them insurance, but also cut their paycheck. So, and then it'll be watered down health care. And it's all here in the fine print. We're going to go over it. But I had a caller yesterday near the end of the broadcast, the Sunday show, who said, Alex, explain this to me. How are the insurance companies benefiting from this? How are the insurance companies behind this? We'll break that down first when we get back and take your calls. 1-800-259-9231.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Now you can fall asleep naturally with King Bio Sleep Aid. And when you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited. So order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. Kingbio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The end is near.
No, this is not a New Age prophecy. I'm Steve Shank. Alex and I told you 2 weeks ago about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free production special that eFoods Direct is running on the new Quick Fix storable food supplies. Get your order in by Monday, March 22nd, or lose out on the best delicious storable easy fix food deal on the planet on Monday, March 22nd at 11:59 p.m. The countdown clock will shut down for orders of the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Those wise enough to get their orders in before the deadline will get one free for every three they buy of the special items. You know you're going to need all the food you can get. You can't afford to wait another minute. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A day that will live in infamy. The federal government, controlled by criminal offshore banks and corporations, greedy for more revenue streams, has seized control, depending on what numbers you look at, 16 to 20% of the U.S. economy. They already have much of the auto industry under their environmental initiative. They are taking control of all industry, power plants, production, farms, ranches. The federal government has passed in the House and is very close in the Senate to passing the cybersecurity bill that allows the president and the federal government unilaterally to shut down the web completely or restrict and censor and tax the web in any way they see fit. See, dictatorial power is being handed to the government, by the government, illegally. This is the essence of tyranny, the essence of the seizure of power. This is a bona fide tyranny. Bona fide authoritarian system. And I saw all these Republicans getting up there righteously saying, this is tyranny. This is the end of freedom. This is the greatest power grab ever. This is treason. This is an overthrow of our country, of our republic. Limbaugh saying it. They're all saying it. They're telling the truth. But hey, guys, hey, girls, you were for the Patriot Act. Clearly written for the American people, has nothing to do with foreign cave dwellers in Central Asia. You were all for illegal wars not declared by Congress, wars of aggression, lies about WMDs, now confirmed to be premeditated lies, not mistakes. You're all for having the military run warrantless checkpoints in the nation. You're all for NORTHCOM spying on the American people without warrants and secret arrest and torture. You're all for shutting down websites you don't agree with. See, this is how tyranny works. It's always sold against some unpopular minority. In the case of Nazi Germany, Jews, communists, and others. But it's always designed for the mass, because you are the people the system wants to rob. And once they start violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution, there is a race to the bottom. And now the bottom has fallen out. There's nothing holding us up anymore. And the system wants to fully bankrupt the country and the states so they can bring in a new order, a new bank of the world, a new constitution, an open world government billed and sold as the savior to the world economic crises. All these decades, they denied they were forming quietly a shadow world government. Now it's coming out of the shadows because they think they've got us right where they want us. Now, throughout the next few hours, I'm going to walk through all the different facets of this. I tried to get to it all yesterday, and we covered quite a bit, but I want to really go deeper today. But I also want to open the phones up, but specifically on tyranny in this country and the government health care plan and what you're going to do to stop it. Now, there isn't going to be a silver bullet to this, but the number one thing is getting informed, getting active, getting on your feet, getting aggressive, and staying angry and never stopping. And realizing that many hands make light work. This is going to be a process. The globalists have come to power through an incremental process. We are going to take our society back through an incremental process, through the long view of history. We're having a lot of victories against them. They can't get the Senate to pass their global carbon tax takeover, so they're illegally going to implement it through the EPA. But the lawsuits are being filed by the states and by private interest. But more importantly, the states are lining up to say they're going to pass laws that nullify it and that they just won't follow it within their borders on the Second Amendment, on the land grabs, on the carbon taxes, on every front. They tried to get their Copenhagen Treaty through to set up the banking world dictatorship. That failed. So now they're just having the central bankers of the G20 set it up by fiat. We have to challenge that criminality. See, now it's about open tyranny. They try to pass this stuff. They try to get it through and sell the public. But when they can't, they go ahead and try to implement it regardless. But then it's that much more obvious what we're dealing with. But they have gotten this bill through. It will go to the president this week. He will sign it. And they got it by very thin margin, four votes. And it will be political suicide for the Democratic Party. But they're bought and paid for. That was their job, to collectivize this country for the banks. The bigger problem is the Republicans will be swept to power in November in the House. In the next election, it'll take two elections to get control of the Senate. And in 2.5-3 years, look for a Republican president to be elected unless Obama's controllers stage some false flag terror attacks. And look for the Republicans to not fully repeal this legislation. If I had to simplify this issue, it's about a long, hard war. And it's about identifying incumbents as the enemy. And cutting government and cutting taxes to cut off the blood supply to this tumor. And if I had to simplify the legislation itself, I analyzed the first four versions of the bills. We had a lot of experts on to go over it with a nonpartisan, true analysis. And Saturday morning and then again last night, I did a lot of keyword searches in the 2,700-page bill. And all it does is let the federal government take control of health care and then turn the IRS loose, the biggest expansion of IRS power in its history, the private collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. And it really doesn't even give people free health care. Those that are supposedly getting the free health care won't be able to get jobs in the debt economy, so they'll be forced to get it. It doesn't even do that until 2018. It does extend some Medicare and Medicaid payments to a larger group of people. And that's supposedly raised off of people making $125,000 a year or combined incomes of $250,000. But what it does is cut Medicare and Medicaid, cut the amount of money that can be spent on it, and it begins the long process of the government telling doctors via federal government-controlled computer systems what treatments they can give people, and that's under the term comparative medicine and laid out by the original author of the bill 3 years ago, Tom Daschle, in his book. But first, before I go to your calls, I wanted to get into this issue because I had a caller on the Sunday show, and it was near the end. I didn't have a lot of time to elaborate. And he said, Alex, now explain this to me. How are the insurance companies for this? Well, to be clear, the big insurance companies that are subsidiaries of the private central banks who get all this government debt, they are for it. Because this will cause a vertical integration through government monopoly over healthcare. There are some smaller groups of insurance companies and others who did lobby against it. And I don't have it in front of me anymore. I do have some articles I dug out this morning. But I remember I was a few months ago in an airport in Los Angeles and bought a Wall Street Journal, and I read that article several times on air, where it had quotes by the head lobbyist who was the head of the political pack for the health insurance industry saying, look, we wrote this bill, and we like this bill, but if you put a public option in here, we are going to put our support against it. And so that's why you don't have a true public option in this legislation. All of you think you're getting a free ride, a free lunch, you're going to get your salaries cut. If this ever even gets implemented. It's so unconstitutional, so illegal. And so they're on record at press conferences admitting all of this. And so all it is a new tax by stealth and a government power grab. As Biden, the vice president, said last Friday, we will quote, the Democrats will quote, the government will quote, own and run health care as a political power brokers that they can dole out to people and selectively enforce. But here's CNBC today, March 22nd, 2010. Healthcare stocks to outperform. And it goes on to say insurance company stocks, pharma stocks, and healthcare management company stocks should perform better in the next few months. At first, they're going to be down a little bit, and that was what was predicted last week as people sort out the bill, but now they're already going up, many of them this afternoon, and they predict in the next few months that you'll see a big increase in the stock values. That's why Warren Buffett, who's a big insurance company owner, he owns a lot of stake in large, predominantly health insurance companies. That's why he was for this, because this forces, depending on how you look at the numbers, 30 to 40 million people to buy insurance. Because if you are self-employed, say upper blue collar, lower middle class, and say you're 35 years old, and maybe you got insurance for your kids but not for yourself, you're going to be forced, you and your wife, to go out and get this. And so that's a lot of money going to be going to the insurance company. So there's no doubt they wrote the bill, they control the bill. But that's a CNBC, healthcare stocks to outperform. Cheap U.S. healthcare stocks should perform well in the next few months now that legislative uncertainty about reform in the sector has been removed, said Legg Mason, fund manager. Here's another one. Healthcare overhaul adds millions of new customers. Business Week, buoying insurance companies. Then I want to go back over what Howard Dean and Kucinich said before they got politically threatened and flip-flopped when they told the truth months ago about this. Then we'll go to your phone calls and a lot more. Stay with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
And this does have the death panels. It has the government deciding what test and what surgery you can have. The grandfather of all of this, Tom Daschle, wrote a book. We read his quotes out of Bloomberg yesterday where he said the old have a duty to die, just like in Europe. and they decide what health care you can get, and they're taking over health care. And the IRS is to be their enforcer. But continuing, here's Business Week today. Healthcare overhaul adds millions of U.S. customers. That's right. Immediately, it makes self-employed people go out and buy insurance. That'll be phased in very, very quickly. And there's all these new taxes on small employers and on corporations and all these fines and fees if you don't get insurance. It's nothing but a big tax. Drug makers and health insurers will gain millions of customers under legislation overhauling the U.S. medical system. The industry also will pay new fees to the government and face stricter rules that may narrow profit margins and fuel mergers. See, the big boys wrote this. And this will give you less choice. Did they let you go across state lines to get insurance? No. Did they talk about kicking the 30 million illegal aliens, bankrupting the system off? No. Are they covered in the bill? Yes. The bill the House passed, 220-211 vote yesterday. So I guess it passed by 9 votes, excuse me. Expands coverage to 32 million uninsured Americans, according to congressional number crunchers. That means more sales for Pfizer, Inc., the world's largest drug maker, United Health Group, Inc., the largest health insurer, and a cluster of other companies led by Amerigroup Corp. that specializes in managing services through Medicaid, a program that will grow in the remake. So, see, they cut the quality of Medicare and Medicaid, and more of the profits will go to the mega corporations, the top 4 or 5 on the top, and you'll get less choice, and then you'll get cruddy health care, and the government will take a big cut of it as tax money to be given as interest on the debt. Remember what Kucinich said 3 months ago. This is out of MSNBC. Health reform legislation is a bailout for insurance companies. Well, it's not even a bailout. It's a robbery. The House most unabashed progressive condemned Democratic leadership for removing his amendments that would allow states to create their own single-payer systems. Then he called the entire legislative package a bailout for insurance companies. Oh, yeah, I mean, if you're going to have real socialism, it's a lot cheaper, and it's constitutional, to have the states say we're going to tax you and give poor people health care. But no. The big insurance companies and banks and big pharma wrote this. And there's one consortium company we just mentioned that runs it all. And, of course, Warren Buffett's heavily invested in that, and he helped get Obama into power. It's all about monopolies. That's where the real power is created and maintained and expanded. Remember what John D. Rockefeller the First said? Competition is a sin. He said it over and over again. It was a mantra. He wrote news articles, editorials saying competition is a sin. And health care costs are going to go up and up and up, and the quality is going to go down, down, down. All run by Amerigroup Corp. Isn't that nice? Itself a subsidiary of the private shareholders of the Federal Reserve. Here's the Washington Post back in December 3 months ago. Healthcare bill wouldn't bring real reform. Howard Dean, of course, he flip-flopped quickly. We'll talk about solutions to fight this and how to resist these people after we take some calls. And I'm going to just go through a laundry list of issues and points I want to make about this after we hear some of your points. And coming up, this is Bloomberg today. Obama pays more than Buffett as U.S. risk AAA rating. Talks about how Warren Buffett's company gets a better rating than the U.S. government. And how treasuries, they're having trouble selling treasuries now. And this is happening worldwide as they get ready for a global devaluation. First, they had to seize control of health care, another way to empower the banks and prop up their derivatives tsunami. The government running health care, the IRS garnishing your wages. Does that sound like the American way? No.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
In this economy, with this unemployment, with our desperate needs for jobs and economic growth, is this really the time to raise taxes, to create bureaucracies, and burden every job creator in our land? The answer is no. Can you go home and tell your senior citizens that these cuts in Medicare will not limit their access to doctors or further weaken the program instead of strengthening it? No, you cannot. Can you go home and tell your constituents with confidence that this bill respects the sanctity of all human life and that it won't allow for taxpayer funding of abortions for the first time in 30 years? No, you cannot. And look at how this bill was written. Can you say it was done openly?
Yes.
With transparency and accountability?
Yes.
Without backroom deals and struck behind closed doors? Hidden from the people? Hell no, you can't!
Yes.
Have you read the bill?
Yes.
Have you read the reconciliation bill?
Yes.
Have you read the manager's amendment?
Yes.
Hell no, you haven't!
Mr. Speaker.
Regular. Both sides would do well to remember the dignity of the House.
Mr. Speaker, in a few minutes, we'll cast some of the most consequential votes that any of us will ever cast in this chamber. The decision we make will affect every man, woman, and child in this nation for generations to come. If we're going to vote to defy the will of the American people, then we ought to have the courage to stand before them and announce our votes one at a time. I sent a letter to the Speaker this week asking that the call of the roll be ordered for this vote. And Madam Speaker, I ask you, will you, in the interest of this institution, grant my request? Will you, Mr. Speaker, grant my request that we have a call of the roll? Mr. Speaker.
Rhetorical question. Or
will you grant my request that we have a call of the roll?
Under Clause 2A of Rule 20, a record vote is conducted by electronic device unless the Speaker directs otherwise.
And you, Mr. Speaker, will you grant that request?
That's Republican Leader John Bonner in the House of Representatives, and they did not allow a vote with yeas or nays because they're a bunch of cowards, and they know that every poll out there shows more than 70% of the American people against the government running health care. Sure, some polls show more than 50% that want to give poor people some health care. You know, this is a big-hearted country, a lot of stupid people that think there can be free lunches and that our society won't collapse and it won't breed dependency. But the vast majority of Americans know the government will not deliver that. All they ever do is break every promise they've made. They've stolen the Social Security money. They've stolen the Medicare and Medicaid money. And now they're jacking up all these stealth taxes, that many of which go to the federal government, but a lot of it goes directly to the top insurance companies, and that's why they wrote this bill. So to all of you socialists out there that believe in this imaginary pot of gold with leprechauns at the end of it that serve out free lunches, you need to know you're going to get lower standards of care. And let me tell you something. Nobody goes without care in this country. The illegal aliens already know that. We've had Ron Paul on, a medical doctor, to talk about it. My dad's a physician. And the illegal aliens know. They show up at the hospital. They get whatever they need. They have babies here. It's all paid for. Citizens are told and taught they don't get health care taken care of. Rob Jacobson was real sick and needed to have a surgery, and they were telling him he didn't get to have it. And I went and showed him the rules, and he went and got a $40,000 surgery and hospital stay, all paid for. And it was done through the charity department because under the old rules and old laws, one-third of a physician's work is to be done for free. That was taught in the colleges until just a decade ago. You are supposed to render free or discounted care. We had the best health care system in the world and the least expensive until government in the last 35 years got involved, and the more tax money it got pumped in to the big giant oligopolies, the big health cartels who are incredibly corrupt, the more money got pumped into them, the more the prices went up. And that's just one reason. 30 million illegal aliens and the rest of it adds to it. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. There's just so many facets I want to go over. Another issue, because I know the Constitution, but now they're admitting it all over the news that that is the case. An executive order does not trump a congressional law. And so Obama has said he'll sign an executive order restricting taxpayer money going to abortions. But as Ron Paul pointed out on Fox News last night, that this has already been going on. You've already been funding abortions with Medicare and Medicaid and all these different systems. You've already been paying for it. The federal government comes into hospitals with money. It's given to them, and they simply shuffle the funds around. They'll take the money and use it on one area of care, and then use the money from that old area and move its money over into abortion. And they even have a term for it. But regardless, an executive order does not trump congressional law. Now, usually Congress doesn't challenge the president or past presidents when they use executive orders to bypass law. Just like they can't pass the greenhouse gas tax takeover, 2,000-plus page bill, home inspections. If you don't make the changes in your house under federal zoning, in 1 week your home can be taken and forfeited without a judge, a jury, control of people's land, taxes on flatulence of cows and pigs, grabbing huge areas of property. Australia's already doing it. Taxes on all industry, all oil, all power, all energy, $2.6 billion tax in 3 years in Austin, within 3 years of it, $2.6 billion. I'm just using the town where I live as a microcosm example. You notice, though, Congress isn't saying to Obama, okay, we can't pass the greenhouse gas tax bill, but you go ahead and implement it through the EPA and other federal agencies, and they're doing it. So it's the same thing, but in reverse. Yeah, Obama may sign the executive order, and when we see it, I'll guarantee you it's going to have holes in it you can fly a 747 through. Holes as wide as the Grand Canyon. And then the bill is what is going to be acted on, and you're going to pay for abortions. They had polls in Austin where over 80% of Austinites in Travis County, again, just where I live, only county in Texas that uses taxpayer money for abortions, tens of millions of dollars a year to Planned Parenthood and others. Didn't matter if the commissioner's court was packed out. Didn't matter if the vast majority of people in the town where I live were against it. They still do it. They just do what they want because this is a lawless group of criminals. And the way they passed the bill was illegal. The way they gave special favors was illegal. The way they wouldn't let the public see it until the day of the vote or the day before the vote was illegal. And if they're going to do something unconstitutionally legal, why not just have the deeming? Well, they said Sunday they weren't going to do that because that was so outrageously criminal. Oh, we're not even going to have a vote, period. We'll just say it's law. The Speaker, Pelosi, deems she's got the votes. Oh, okay. Nobody has to be on record. So this could be used against the enemy if you stay angry, if you stay focused, if you stay involved, if you start working now against it. But I've heard the Democrats bragging. They say, oh, don't worry, this isn't going to politically hurt us because this doesn't kick in for a few years. Well, the taxes kick in immediately. But they think that their constituents are going to like some of the little freebies they get. They'll wonder why they can't find a job. This economy already has 22% unemployment. This will easily push up to 25 or higher. But still, they think that you're not going to notice the implementation of this or the IRS grabbing your refund or garnishing your wages. They think they can depoliticize it and it'll just fade into the background and be something that's unpopular that just continues on forever. Like abortion. 64 to 67% of the polls we've seen are against abortion. Still continues. You've got over 90%, 91% in Gallup poll against the open borders and all the freebies and the anchor babies for the illegals. Continues. You got 60-plus percent of Americans wanting us out of Iraq. It continues. You had 99%, and that's conservative, 2,000 calls to every one call for the banker bailout. People knew that was a fraud. They knew it wasn't to get their mortgages unfroze. They weren't stupid. People finally figured out the government's a pack of criminal liars. They still rammed it through. So they don't care if 70-plus percent of Americans and the average focus group or poll are against this. They don't care. This is a group of lawless criminals. And so what if these House members that voted for this get kicked out this year or 2 years after that, the next congressional election. They don't care because they're all going to get revolving door jobs, and their wives and husbands are going to get revolving door jobs, and their kids are going to get revolving door jobs in the big healthcare industry companies and banks that made the payoffs. They're all going to get $500,000, $250,000 jobs out of this. I mean, right here in Austin where I live, the former mayors and city council people that stole tens of thousands of acres in the late 90s under SOS, they now literally own private banks and companies that build and own the housing areas, the luxury $1 million and up homes that were built all over the Texas Hill Country with the land they stole. This is pure mafia, ladies and gentlemen. They don't care. They're seizing over $1 trillion. This is actually small monetarily compared to the banker bailout heist of $28 trillion that's going to hit you with dollar devaluation. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to your calls now until the bottom of the next hour. Then I've got more audio clips of Pelosi saying this is a Declaration of Independence, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, you deserve this. I mean, these are the shackles, and may they sit lightly upon you, those out there that like this. Forget that you're our brethren. But the truth is, most people didn't buy this. And so the tyranny, the corruption is coming out in the open, and that's a good thing. If we can stay angry, stay focused, have the states challenge it, but not just with lawsuits, with laws saying in our state this is null and void. The federal government under the Commerce Clause has no authority to be doing what they're doing. And the fact that this thing is selectively enforced makes it even more outrageous and more discriminatory. Okay, let's go to your calls. I've got a lot to get to, though, folks. Steve in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Can you explain to me some things about this health care bill? Can you explain to me how it's going to affect small business owners and labor unions?
Well, here's the problem. I'm going to be honest with you. I have probably spent more time than most talk show hosts, well, there's no doubt of that, and most members of Congress, trying to read the last five bills. I have not read this 2,700-page bill. I did keyword searches in the last few days on it, and I've read the breakdown and analysis of it. And on its face, it is a 2.5 to 5% tax on all businesses and then a tax on all workers. You're going to pay for the so-called free health care. It will also then cause a lot of businesses to not expand because of the liability of hiring more employees. It will hurt the economy. I mean, look at how the greenhouse gas taxes, right when our economy is imploding, they come in and want to slap a 50% tax on all coal plants that supply 51% of our power. Everything is about shutting the economy down, bankrupting you, driving you into welfare, driving you into the control of the banks. So the government has a bigger and bigger dependent class of not just government workers, but people on the dole who can then be used as a political weapon to further rob the elite class's political enemies, the middle class. It's pressure from above and below. And over the next decade, as they fully destroy the middle class, they will then cut all benefits to the poor, just like Nigeria or Argentina or countless other countries that have gone through this IMF World Bank shock therapy system. I mean, this is a tried and true system of economic financial conquest.
Can you tell me what a single payer? I'm sorry.
Go ahead, sir.
Can you tell me what a single payer is? I don't know what that is.
A single payer means the government just writes you a check and you don't have to go deal with an insurance company. But the Republicans tried to say that there was a public option and a single payer in this, and there really isn't. It's even worse than that. If we're going to have socialism and you're going to take my money, then there should be absolutely no bureaucracy and the person, you know, should just be given the health care. But no, that's not going to happen. What it does is it gives money to insurance companies to give a lower standard of care. Steve, I appreciate your call. Let me explain it to you this way. My dad's a dentist and oral surgeon, and he's done over the years consulting for big dental chains. And he's tried to explain to dental chains that it works the first few years, but after that it destroys the dentist there and the level of care. What they'll do, and this is just one part of it, it's called capitation. An insurance company or an HMO will come in to a hospital or a clinic or a chain of dental offices, whatever the medical care is, and they'll say, We'll give your chain of, say, 300 dental offices or 300 emergency clinics. These are just hypotheticals. These are boil downs. We'll give you $30 million and on a two-year contract to accept all of these cards. But you've got to do it for this incredibly low amount. And many times it won't even cover, say, in the case of dental offices, the cost of the labs that have to make the dentures or the – and so that quality goes down. And the dentists are literally making $20-$30 an hour. So, I mean, there it is. And so you get lower standard of care. People don't want to become nurses. They don't want to become doctors. They don't want to become nurses. They don't want to become dentists. And so what you get is something like Cuba or England, where there's big, giant lines to get health care. It happens everywhere. That's why Canadians and Cubans and Brits and Germans come here for health care.
How would you like to own
two of the best pair of gloves in the world
for $19.95?
Plus shipping and handling, and get two pairs for free.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
For only $19.95, you can own four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture,
how would you like to improve that golf swing?
MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip or three hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow. From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of thin glove technology,
go to MaxFitGloves.com
and use the promo code RADIO.
Call right now at 877-552-5206. Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go. Wow.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Okay, I want to try to accelerate through your phone calls now. I know people are really hot to talk about what's happening with this government takeover of healthcare. It's really a private corporate takeover of healthcare. It's more akin to just highway robbery. Speaking of highway robbery, for years I've been talking about how different Mexican gangs and Latin American gangs just don't care. They're killing cops all over the U.S. When they do kill them, it's kept real quiet, though, because they only want to demonize patriots and conservatives and libertarians and gun owners. With cops and the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center have them all shaking in fear of anybody with an American flag or NRA sticker on their car. Literally. But I want to get into the Vagos Motorcycle Club pumping gas into the LAPD police department to try to blow it up, booby trap guns, narrowly killing cops, killing police, and it's just a minor footnote. And I want to dovetail that with how our country is going to collapse just like Mexico because we have a criminal government. And once your government goes bad, the criminals at all levels just become completely lawless. Let's talk to Ralph in Wisconsin. Ralph, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. On yesterday's show, you had mentioned that, you know, a typical business owner will compensate for the cost of health care by lowering wages for existing employees and, you know, possibly letting some employees go. My question is, do you think it's possible that they would also raise the prices of their products and services, you know, which in turn would cause...
The Congressional Accounting Office and other organizations that break this down, the General Accounting Office as well, have said there's no doubt that this is going to cost the economy $500-plus billion over the next 5 years. It's going to cost a lot more than that. I mean, they told you it was a $787 million bailout, and now it's $28 trillion, according to Bloomberg, and that number's almost 3 months old. So absolutely. But that's what, again, what does Bloomberg report today as well as Business Week? The big insurance companies, the top four, wrote this, and they stand to become incredibly powerful. So this is an organized consolidation with whole new levels of red tape written by them. This is designed to shut down industry. I mean, this is the post-industrial world. What has the UN said? What have the fake environmentalists said? This is what they want. They want to run your life. These are control freaks.
So this could quite possibly cause a raise in the cost of living for all Americans, you know, across the board.
Okay, we'll take the LA Times last week. 28% increase in the first year of the mayor's new greenhouse gas taxes. 28% cost in gas and electricity first year. And again, all of this is designed to rip you off. But what this is taxes to private interest. See, that's the new frontier, is taxes to insurance companies. Taxes to power companies. It's blasphemous.
I agree. I was so upset when it passed last night.
Well, Ralph, that's the good news. People are really angry. They see this for what it is. It shows us the government is lawless. So the wake-up call is here. And the government's not going to stop now. They've already gone for broke. So girt yourselves for political battle. Franklin, Louisiana, you're on the air.
Good to be with you, Alex. I thought you gave a great presentation of what it's really all about. You see, the form of government we're under is a plutocracy. We've lost the republic. And this medical plantation has been planned for a long time, just like the drug-infested and crime-ridden welfare plantation. What they're trying to do is they're setting up a massive bureaucracy. The bureaucracy that they're going to set up is that if you think you can go to your doctor or your dentist and just get the regular health care that you're used to, that you've actually paid for, that everything is going to be guidelined, and it's going to be limited care. I fear that it's going to be
Frank,
real
stay
limited.
There. No, it says limited care in there. No, stay there. I want to come back to you because you're hitting the nail directly on the head. You are 110% right. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.